From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. U.S. stocks are definitely in rally mode for a second straight day. Major market indices are all up more than 2%. Mark Zandi, chief economist of Moody's Analytics, says investors are happy with the Fed.
The catalyst for the rally is the Federal Reserve's decision yesterday to be patient with regard to raising interest rates. So it means rates will rise sometime next year, but not for a while.
At last check on Wall Street, Dow is up 420 points, 2.4% at 17,777. S&P 500 up 2.3% at 2,061. NASDAQ also up more than 2%, 104 points at 4,748. Several potential Republican contenders for the presidential election in 2016 are coming out strongly against President Obama's plan to normalize relations with Cuba, except for Kentucky Senator Rand Paul. In an interview today with WVHU in Huntington, West Virginia, Paul said he supports President Obama's position to ease decades of travel and commerce restrictions against the Cold War-era rival.
The 50-year embargo with Cuba just hadn't worked. I mean, if the goal was regime change, sure doesn't seem to be working.
Among the potential presidential candidates taking a strong stance against the U.S.-Cuba accord is Florida Senator Marco Rubio. He says the Obama administration's bet is a bad one.
All of it is premised on the notion that if we open up to Cuba, the United States does more business and more commerce with the island, that somehow from that will spring democracy. I wish that were true. I wish with all my heart that that was true. But we need to look only around the world to see that it isn't.
Meanwhile, White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest did not rule out the possibility that Obama might someday host Cuban President Raul Castro. The Palestinian Authority wants a UN Security Council to pass a resolution calling for a one-year deadline for Israel to end its occupation of territory seized in the 1967 war. But as NPR's Michelle Kellerman explains, the U.S. says it won't support that measure.
The draft resolution sets out parameters for peace talks, saying the borders of a Palestinian state should be based on 1967 lines with mutually agreed swaps. State Department spokesperson Jen Psaki made clear the U.S. doesn't want to see it come up for a vote.
We have seen the draft. It is not something we would support, and we think others feel the same and are calling for further consultations.
The U.S. could use its veto power to block it. The measure could also fail if the Palestinians don't get 9 yes votes on the council. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas says he's open to more negotiations. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Boston Marathon bombing suspect Jahar Tsarnaev has made his first court appearance in nearly a year and a half ahead of next month's trial. He's accused in an attack that killed 3 people and wounded hundreds. This is NPR News. A summary of highly classified review of the U.S. Secret Service reveals significant problems at the top levels of the agency. A 4-member independent panel finds the Secret Service needed more training, needs more staff, and recommends a new director recruited from the outside. The review was launched following a series of security lapses. The United Nations is marking International Migrants Day, but as Joanna Kakisis reports from Athens, 2014 has been the deadliest year on record for people fleeing wars, conflict, and poverty.
The UN says there are more than 230 million migrants in the world. About half live in 10 countries, including the United States, which accepts more migrants than any other nation. But to reach nations that offer safety and work, people must make an increasingly dangerous journey. The International Organization for Migration says at least 5,000 people have died this year crossing borders, a record. And more than 3,000 alone have drowned in the Mediterranean Sea trying to reach Europe. They navigate choppy waters on flimsy boats after paying thousands of dollars to smugglers. Many who make this crossing are refugees fleeing wars in Syria and Iraq. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
We're seeing a sharp increase in U.S. stocks. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 421 points at 17,778. NASDAQ up 104 points. S&P 500 also up 48 points. All the major market indices up more than 2%. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.